Hello, and welcome back to the Moms Get It Done podcast. I'm Leslie Osborne, and I'm so happy you're joining me today. When I first became a stay-at-home mom, it was very difficult for me not to work. And not so much in the work part, but the part where I was contributing to the family financially. So much of who I was before this was career-oriented, and the shift for me was very hard. A few months in, I started to get invited to parties where you could buy products from direct sellers. I learned about network marketing from them, and I started to buy all the things. I saw them being successful in a different way, and I was interested in learning how I could do it too. I saw the vision and how the compensation structure could work. Not all that I learned was great. I noticed that in some companies, all of the women seemed to be the same, and I felt the pressure to be just like them if I wanted to be successful. There's one thing that I'm not very good at, and it's not being myself. Yes, there were people that definitely hounded me to buy things and sign on to their teams, and I didn't like that either. Network marketing seems to get a bad reputation because of that, but I have seen how some rise to the top and become very successful. I decided to do a network marketing series because I do believe in the vision and the system. Not all companies are the same, but if you find a company that has great leadership, integrity, and great products, it can become something that you can be successful at. In this three-part series, I'm talking to three moms in the network marketing business. They're all in different companies at different levels in their organization. Today, I'm talking with Lisa Twite, who runs a successful side hustle with Lime Life Beauty. In the next episode, I'll talk with Felicia Waterfill, who has been successful in the CBD industry and strives to be at the highest levels in her organization. The third part in the series is with Karen Dowden, who is one of the top levels of Rodin and Fields and is the true definition of success. Let's get right to my first guest in the series, Lisa Twite. Please welcome my next guest. Her name is Lisa Twite. She's a social worker by day and a mompreneur by night. She was a stay-at-home mom to her beautiful five-year-old daughter until this year when she went back to work full-time. In her free time, she enjoys running, hanging out with her friends, and traveling, just like me. She's originally from a small town in Wisconsin and now thoroughly enjoys exploring what the Twin Cities in Minnesota has to offer. Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I was so excited when we got to chat because, you know, I really love network marketing and I can see the vision and I can see how people can be really successful. And I think that a lot of moms or people, not just moms, but a lot of people, you know, don't really understand what to do. Like, what does that mean when I get into it? Like, how do you choose the right company? How do you start? You know, and I love that you have, you know, a full-time career and you're able to do this without it like bogging you down. And, you know, you can work several hours a week and have like extra money and all that stuff. So I think that the listeners really want to hear about that. So can you just tell me, like, why did you start? Like, how did you get into this? Like, when did it happen?
So I am working full-time now, but when I originally started, I was a stay-at-home mom. And so I was definitely looking for something that could be just mine. So many of us as moms, we give and give and give, and we kind of put ourselves on the back burner. I definitely did that with my daughter. And stay-at-home mom, I was invited to an online party and I learned about this company, Lime Life by Elkhone. And I just decided to jump. I had never done network marketing before. Yeah. I never really had a good experience with other direct sales companies. Yeah. And so it wasn't at all something that I thought I was going to become like a big salesperson in. It was just, hey, that looks like a lot of fun. I want to try that. And so I bought the starter kit and it became something that I got to do as a side hobby, something I got to do on my own, learn how to do skincare, learn how to do makeup. And I just ran with it. It helped me reach out to old friends again, helped me make some new friends, and then really learn about network marketing and how great it actually can be, not just a side hobby too. So,
yeah, I had an experience with a network marketing company and it was exactly the same situation. I was at home, you know, I really wanted something that wasn't about my kids. And I know that it almost sounds selfish, but it's not. Like, we really do need, you know, something, especially, you know, I was a career person before I was a stay-at-home mom. It's hard to not have something that's just yours, and it's easy to forget yourself. And I think that companies like this, especially good ones, are, it's really great because you can kind of make your own community around, you know, not just the product, but also, you know, opportunities and things like that. So what was it about Lime Life that you were like, okay, yeah, I can do it? Like, did they have strong leaders? Did you love the product? Like, what was the thing that kind of hooked you?
I was thinking about that when we decided to have a chat. I was thinking, okay, what was it really? And a lot of it was that the products were beautiful. Packaging, the lip glosses, I'll show you. I mean, they are sparkly and
we like that.
And so pretty. And then the skincare was all natural, made from the best ingredients. The CEO had a friend who actually struggled with breast cancer. Mm. And so when she decided to make skincare products, she knew that she wanted to be 100% confident in the things that we were putting on our skin. And so I had a daughter that put everything and anything in her mouth. So I was on the hunt already for natural skincare, natural products. So it checked multiple boxes for me.
Good.
I liked the host of the online party I attended. Yeah. She had good energy. She had been a stay-at-home mom and decided to go into network marketing too. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of felt like I related to her as well. It was like, she's doing this.
Yeah.
She's having a good time and that looks like fun. I want to do that too.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So how much work do you actually put in like every week? Like how many hours do you think that is on average? I know it fluctuates.
It definitely fluctuates. I turned my mindless scrolling into part of my business. So if you think about it, you kind of check your Facebook, you scroll through your Instagram. And so I would say I spend about 10 hours a week on my side business.
Okay.
But like I said, that includes that just kind of sitting on the couch, scrolling through, because it's network marketing. You're building your network. You're connecting with people on social media. You're mm-hmm. commenting on their posts and you're checking in with your friends.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of you can put more time into it. Obviously there's a lot of people that are going to put more time into it, but, I would say the biggest chunk is maybe 4 to 5 hours on a Sunday and then an hour or two throughout the week, just randomly. So,
right. What do you think makes you successful? Like, we talked a little bit about how you were learning how to put makeup on and you were learning about skincare and, you know, how did that journey reflect in the things that you were promoting? Like, how did that happen?
I went live. I decided to just be myself. I learned how to do my eyeliner in a little tiny mirror on camera in front of my friends who then, you know, laughed with me about it later. And we can look back and we still joke about that, how far I've come in my eyeliner process. I got products in my starter kit. I didn't even know what they were. That's how little I knew about makeup. And then I read, I watched the other people in my company, saw what they did. But basically I decided that I am who I am and I can only be myself.
Yeah.
I feel like I struggled the most when I tried to model after someone else. And then when he kind of just owned it. And I mean, the things that I do, I focus so much on what can I do in the shortest period of time to look put together, because that's what we need.
Yes.
We don't have an hour to sit there and do 3 different eyeshadow colors and, you know, do the whole face all put together.
Yeah.
It is exactly what can I do in the shortest period of time. A lot of my videos have been, this is how I do my makeup in the car, because I got my daughter strapped into my car, her car seat. She can't go anywhere. So this is how I'm going to do it. And that just, I mean, it's part of my business.
It is. Well, it's part of your life. And like, you're really, I think that, you know, when we talked the first time, I really loved that you really did like make it your own. Like you weren't trying to be like this glamorous, like this is, you know, because it's not real life. I mean, even there are people I'm sure that have the kind of time to do that. I just don't know any of them. So like for somebody to be like, hey, you can look amazing in your car. You know, I think that making it your own is, you know, I'm hearing this over and over again as I talk to more people that are successful in network marketing, right? Yeah. And it's hard. It's hard when you see somebody, you know, who looks amazingly beautiful and has the perfect makeup and they have the perfect poses on their Instagram. And you're like, well, I can't do that. I'm not her. But you can, like you're the proof of it. Like you absolutely can do it and you don't have to be her or him or whoever.
Right. And you don't have to have all of the gear. And I looked back and I was like, well, if I had that perfect lighting, then, you know, it would be different, but that's, you know, a $200 contraption that I can't afford. I made my first like selfie light. I actually took a, you know, the wooden ring that you use for cross stitch.
Yeah.
I took that wooden ring and I bought a set of LED string lights and I wrapped the set of lights around that ring and I held that around my phone and then I had the nice lighting.
Completely brilliant.
So you don't have to spend a fortune to get started.
Yeah.
You can use the information that is presented there. And that's part of it. I mean, we're so unsure of things right now in our economy. And I just love that the harder I work, the more money I can make.
Yeah.
And that's not actually true in my real job.
Yeah.
Because the harder I work, I still make the same amount of money. Yeah. But with this, I know that if I need some more, I just have to work a little harder.
This other thing that we talked about before, and I think that we're hitting on this point over and over again, is that you just don't have to be perfect to start. And, you know, even when I joined my first network marketing company, I thought that I had to know so much about the products and I was scared to say or do anything because I wanted to be like the people that were above me. I wanted to be successful like that. So I wanted to have all the answers. And, you know, they kept telling me like, you don't have to have all the answers. And I was like, it's just not true. I do. But I didn't like, it didn't, you know, it's hard to get out of your own brain. You know, it's hard to get out of this, you know, your own thoughts about that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I can remember when I first started, our foundation had parabens in it when I first started. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for natural, safe, everything for my daughter. And so I almost quit because I had told a friend that these products were safe and they were really good. And then I realized I hadn't done my research.
Right.
I apologized to her. She was very forgiving. By now, our company has revamped the foundation and it is paraben free. So that makes me really happy.
Yeah.
But that was just it. That was okay. It was okay that I didn't know that and I made a mistake. I didn't try to cover it up. I just said, oh my gosh, this isn't what I thought it was. I don't have to quit the company. It's still a great company. But yeah.
Good. And I also noticed that when I see you talking about products and stuff like that, you're talking about the things that you actually use. Like you are not like selling things that you don't use.
Right. If there's a product that I haven't tried, I'm not going to promote it. I promote my favorite things. Mm-hmm. If there was something that I tried and didn't like it, I'm going to tell my customers that because my customers are my friends. My customers are my friends, their friends, their friend's mom. I mean, that's what network marketing is and using. Yeah. You know, you are sharing the products that you love with your friends. And so I'm not going to try and push something on somebody that I wouldn't myself want to use. There is a lotion that works better for me and a different lotion that works better for my mom. And that's different. Like I still know that this is a quality product.
Right.
My skin doesn't like it, but her skin does.
And
Yeah, exactly. And that's everyone's skin is different. And I love that I have I mean, I love, like, even my dad wanted to support me, and so he bought some of our skincare. I mean, this is a guy that grew up on a farm. I mean, there's no skincare in his life.
Yeah.
And so he tried it, and he definitely looked younger, and he was sending me selfies. And it was just, it was fun. And it was, I think he liked that he also was supporting me, and we were having fun, and I was seeing a difference in his skin. And so, yeah, it's just definitely been something that I've enjoyed as I've gotten to know the products more. And then I can say, hey, I saw this work on those wrinkles over there.
Yes. And you know, all of us moms that are aging are all talking about wrinkles and wrinkle cream and all that good stuff.
I know. And we're looking in the mirror and wondering, like, when did that happen?
Yeah. Actually, when I started to do video and stuff is when I really started to look for extra creams and all that good, all those things. So, So now you're in, like, I don't want to call it the hobby phase, because you're doing well. Like, you have people underneath you, and, you know, it's not your full-time gig, but, like, what does it take to get to, like, the next level for you? Like, how does that, does it mean, like, putting in tons of hours? Does it mean building your team underneath you? Does it mean getting direct customers for yourself? Like, how is the best way in network marketing to move up? Like, how does that work?
For me, I need to, right now, my network, like I said, it's my friends and my friends' friends. I need to reach out and get to know more people. And so I have to definitely put myself out there more than I currently am.
Yeah.
So I want to grow social media. I want to have more friends on Facebook, get more customers. And then I would love to have a bigger team. I feel like I'm at a point where I know that I trust this company and I know that I trust these products. I've been doing this for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's always been a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
I didn't go out. I didn't push. There were like a few key people that I was like, I really would love it if you joined me. I know that you would have fun. But otherwise I have let people come to me. Mm-hmm. And so for me to get to the next level, I need to reach out. So I need to step out. I need to broaden, you know, I need to broaden my network, and I need to start really presenting people with the opportunity that I have already.
Right. Right. I hear this a lot where they're like, you know, I do need a bigger team. I need more direct customers, you know, and you get to like the end, not the end of your friends, because there's really no such thing, because they know all kinds of people and stuff like that. And expanding past that, I heard, is a little bit of a hurdle once you're there, because you say you trust your company, you know the process, you know your products, which is huge. You know, and I really love that. So tell us, I know that in the show notes, I'm going to put links to all of your pages. But tell us, where can we find you? Like, should we friend you on Facebook? Should we follow you on Instagram? Like, where can we do that?
Both. I am really starting to do more on Instagram. And so I am Lisa's Lounge on Instagram.
Okay.
It's L-E-S-A. Mm-hmm. And then on Facebook, I am Lisa Ann. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot on Facebook too. I have a VIP group. So if you do become my friend, I don't just flood everyone with all things Lime Life all the time. I have a separate group so that if you do want to see all things Lime Life all the time, you can be a part of that. And I like having that a little bit separate too, so that I'm not just that Lime Life girl that people groan when they see me and cross the street so they don't have to talk to me.
That's good. And I'm hearing this a lot from people that are successful. They're like, I'm not like, you know, the people. And I think this is where network marketing gets a bad rap, because there have been people that I've known that definitely did not want to get to know me at all. They wanted, you know, they asked me very many times, you know, if I wanted to join a team or sell something. And it put a bad taste in my mouth. And I think that it doesn't have to be that way. And I think that that's what this series is going to be about. And these conversations is going to be about, is that it doesn't have to be that way. And it doesn't have to be something where people don't want to talk to you, you know?
Right.
And I think that it is a really good opportunity. The vision of it is really good. So what is the one thing that you think people make, like the biggest mistake that they make when they first start?
I think that they don't give it enough time. I really do. I know that there's a lot of incentives. I mean, with my company, there are incentives to hit your fast start. Like, we want to you know, while you're super excited, you just joined, like, let's share that fire with your network. But I think that people drift off after that initial, like, push. And for me, I, like I said, my mentality was, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And so I have long time customers that they're my repeat customers. They're the reason I continue to have commissions and can continue to pay bills. And those are the ones that have grown to trust the company, and they've grown to trust me. They've watched me learn and grow. And it's not all just right off the bat. It's you have to put in some time and and to look for a company that actually speaks to you. I think that's part of it too, is if you're just joining a company because you think that you're going to make the most money right off the bat, you might make a good chunk of change in the very beginning, but in order to stay long-term and to continue to grow, you're going to want to be doing something that you really believe in.
Right.
And yeah, to have that, that longevity and that stamina to continue on.
Yeah. I think that I'm hearing this over and over, and I like that because in the beginning there is a lot of pressure, right? Like there's, you want them to hit the ground running, and of course you do. Like, I mean, you want them to see results so that they keep going. And I think that people quitting too early is definitely something I'm hearing a lot in this business.
Yep.
So I'm so thrilled that we got to talk to you today. So for the listeners, I am going to put all of her links in the show notes. Definitely start following her. And I'm going to try out a couple of the products, and I'll probably review them right in my Moms Get It Done page because I do that. So I really encourage you all to check out Lisa. She's so fantastic and so knowledgeable. And I'm just so thrilled that you were able to come on today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leslie. This was wonderful. I appreciate it.
No problem. Here are some takeaways from the episode. Number one, turn your mindless scrolling into part of your business. Number two, be yourself and make it your own. Number three, you don't have to have everything, just yourself and your story. Number four, you don't have to have all the answers, just start. Number five, don't quit too soon and give it time. I'm so happy Lisa could join us today. I love hearing stories of women who are killing it not only in their lives, but also in their professional lives. Also, be sure to join the free Moms Get It Done Facebook group for all the tips and tricks. I know we can do it all together.